Taste of Rashi for the morning. In Shlishi, we have the fateful moment where Moshe and Aaron lose their opportunity to go into Eretz Israel. The Torah says that Hashem tells him to speak, to grab his staff and go speak to the rock. And the Torah says, "Vayor Moshe et yado vayach et hasela b'mateu pa'amayim ve'itzu mayim rabim v'teish ta'eda uve'iram." He takes his staff, and instead of speaking to the rock, he hits it twice. Rashi says, "Lefi shebarishona lo otzi el atipin, lefi shelo tziva amakom la'akoto, elevi dibartem el asela, veheima dibru el sela acher v'lo otzi." Rashi explains what happened over here. Says they actually did intend to speak to a rock, but the problem was that at first they spoke to the wrong rock, and so they hit it when it didn't work, because that's what they were used to doing from Parshat Beshalach. And then when they hit it, a few drops came out. Amru shema tzarich la'akoto kivarishona, shneamar v'ikita batzor, v'nizdamen lema oto sela v'ikahu. And so what did they do? They hit it again when they saw that only a few drops came out, because they needed more water. And when they hit it again, a lot more water came out. Now, lots of strange things about the way that Rashi reads the story. We know that other Rishonim read the story completely differently, that it had nothing to do with the fact that they hit it versus talking. And one question that comes out, according to Rashi, is, you know, if it was the wrong rock, and if they weren't supposed to hit it, then why did any drops come out at all when they hit it the first time? Now, that's a question that actually many of the Mefarshim do not answer. I'll leave it to you. Yom Tov.